airport, please.
Great. Which country? Where are you headed to?
I'm going to...
The culture, that includes everything, the food, the languages.
I love variety of local dialects.
They are very, very kind people.
Friendly.
Very disciplined people.
And hospitable.
I love nature. It's full of varieties. It contains Sahara, jungle, lakes, rivers, coasts.
The highway, Chalus, very beautiful. The Caspian Sea, beach.
Kish.
Mashhad is very beautiful. Holy City.
I like handcrafts, more especially pots.
Chiseling.
I love the food very much.
Like
Korma Sabzi.
Chulu Kebab.
Iran, your attractive destination. In the name of God.Dear listeners, welcome to the 204th weekly episode of this series, Iran, Your Attractive Destination. Today, we introduce Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, Holy Shrine, in the city of Shahrareh. Stay tuned. Previously, we became familiar with the historical background of Shahrareh in the pre-Islamic and Islamic eras and pointed out that this region is home to a number of precious historical monuments. Meanwhile, the holy shrines of Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, Imamzade Tahir and Imamzade Hamza have granted further importance to this city more than anything else, such that...Every year, Shahrareh is host to thousands of pilgrims and devotees of Prophet of Islam's infallible household, peace be upon them. Given that, Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, Holy Shrine, is one of the important sites of pilgrimage. Today, we study this Holy Shrine and its surrounding Imamzade Shrines.Upon going through a number of streets and districts in several marketplaces, the gateway of Hazrat Abdul Azim Holy Shrine becomes visible. We can observe many people who pay their respect to Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, while embarking upon the courtyard of this site of pilgrimage and the surrounding Imamzade Holy Shrines. Inside this Holy Shrine, a large number of pilgrims are praying.While those in the charge of administration of this holy shrine spray rose water and perfume over the sepulchre, granting an special, a spiritual atmosphere to this holy shrine. The delicate sounds of prayers can be heard from every corner of this holy shrine. The pilgrims have attended this site of pilgrimage in order to show their devotion and loyalty,to Prophet Muhammad's infallible household, peace be upon them. Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, is one of the descendants of Prophet Muhammad's household, peace be upon them, who was born in the city of Medina in the year 173 AH. In his era, he maintained a distinguished scientific status and was one of the prominent ulama and hadith scholars who were trusted by the infallible imams of Prophet's household.Upon observation of the injustice imposed by the Abbasid ruler, Mutawakkil, against the 10th infallible Imam of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny household, Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, revealed the injustices of Abbasid dynasty rulers. Meanwhile, Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, sent Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, as his representative to the city of Shahray, given the vast knowledge and merits of Hazrat Abdul Azim. Hazrat Abdul Azim migrated to Shahray at the age of 75, solving people's problems in that city. Throughout his residence in Shahray, the residents of this city highly benefited from his vast knowledge. Finally, Hazrat Abdul Azim passed away in Shahray on 15th of the Islamic month of Shawwal of the year 252 AH. He maintained a highly elevated status among Muslim Iranians, such that a glorious holy shrine was built over his tomb. Hazrat Abdul Azim Holy Shrine maintains a long history. An inscription which has been installed on the left-hand side of this Holy Shrine's gateway in recent years reminds the pilgrims that this Holy Shrine was fundamentally renovated in the second half of 3rd century AH by Muhammad bin Ziyad Dai Alavi. Experts, upon studying the brick wall of the main gateway of this Holy Shrine, remind that parts of this wall dates back to the Buvayid era. So it can be said that at least this part of this holy shrine has been constructed in the Buvayid era and was later renovated in the era of Seljuqid dynasty. There is not much information at hand in regard to the possible renovation and development of this holy shrine as of the Seljuqi to Safavid eras. However, it has been proved that this holy shrine had captured the attention of Iranian rulers, especially Shia rulers. This holy shrine drew the attention of Timurid rulers. The Timurid ruler Shahrukh paid a pilgrimage to this holy shrine. This holy shrine was thrown under the spotlight throughout the rule of Safavid kings, who believed they were the descendants of Imamzadeh Hamza, the venerable son of seventh infallible Imam of Prophet of Islam's household, Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him. In this era, a number of other buildings were constructed in the surrounding of the holy shrine till the emergence of Qajari dynasty. The majority of present-day buildings related to Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, Holy Shrine, and Imamzadeh Hamza Shrine have been built, completed, and decorated throughout the Qajarid era. The following victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, Holy Shrine, like other holy shrines in Iran, was largely expanded and renovated. This holy shrine is square-shaped. The main gateway of this holy shrine is situated in its northern corner and looms over the larger northern Iwans. The southern gateway of this Holishan is made of wood and a number of poems have been engraved on this gateway. The inner walls of this Holishan have been covered with black and white marble stones. The decoration of this Holishan with cut pieces of mirror took place in the year 1273 AH. One of the most valuable historical items in Hazrat Abdul Azim Holy Shrine is the wooden chest which is located on the tomb, on the four corners of which ayahs of Holy Quran have been engraved. This wooden chest was beautifully renovated in the year 1950 AD. The golden dome of Hazrat Abdul Azim Holy Shrine is also one of the historical items of this Holy Shrine. This dome was initially constructed by Majdul Mulk Baravastani. It maintains two layers. The outer layer was cone-shaped, which was reshaped during the rule of Shah Tahmasp. This dome was gold-plated in 1270 AH upon the order of Qajarid King Nasiruddin Shah. The vertical altitude of this dome stands at 12 meters. The two rows of inscriptions surrounded the dome. On the upper inscriptions, poems in golden color over a blue-colored backdrop are evident, which have been created upon the order of Qajarid King Nasiruddin Shah. Meanwhile, the minarets of this holy shrine dates back to 13th century AH. Two Imamzadeh's holy shrines are located next to Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, holy shrine. On the southwestern corner of the main courtyard, Imamzadeh Hamza Holy Shrine is situated. This Imamzadeh Holy Shrine maintains a silver sepulchre and is decorated with cut pieces of mirror. It maintains a similar size and shape to Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, Holy Shrine. Imamzadeh Bagher Shrine is also located in the vicinity of Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, Holy Shrine. This shrine was tiled in the year 1320 AH. In the year 2001 AD, a new sepulchre was installed in this shrine, which is octagonal in shape and has been constructed by Iranian artists from gold and silver. It has also been decorated with ayahs of Holy Quran. As of the year 1992 AD, Imamzadeh Tahir Holy Shrine expanded further and a large corridor was constructed to connect this shrine to Hazrat Abdul Azim, peace be upon him, Holy Shrine. Dear listeners, thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to tune in next week. God bless.